Sulfuric acid is commonly used in car and motorcycle batteries. Today, it's being used to disfigure perceived enemies, including business competitors and cheating spouses and lovers. The weapon is cheap and easy to find. It sells for just $1.80 in local markets. It can also be obtained from petrol stations and school laboratories. The Acid Survivors Foundation is the only organization in Uganda working to support and empower people attacked with acid. Stella Amon, the executive director of the group, explains why attacks are increasingly becoming common in Uganda.
Guns are not very much accessible to everyone in the community, but acid is accessible to people in the community. Anyone can buy acid from wherever. Some community members have realized that, well, this is a very good weapon, and some people are not really getting heavily punished for this.
Acid attack survivors often face serious problems in getting legal recourse. Poverty, corruption, and ignorance of the legal system often keeps assailants from being punished. Regina Namatovu-Sechwoko, a university graduate, was attacked 3 years ago. Her face was completely disfigured and she has never found her attacker.
It was on 1st July 2004 when I was moving on our way home with my husband and were attacked by, up to today I don't know who that person was. In Uganda, what is happening is the punishment given to these guys who burn us. It's poor. It's not a nice punishment for us. Mine was an assault, but we feel at least life imprisonment because I don't have to say.
Was the attacker ever phoned?
No. They just got someone who had my phone. You know, I had a phone in my bag, and then when they got the report, what they put down was it was an assault, and it ended at the police. When we went to see the officers, they said I didn't have a suspect. So it all ended there. I didn't have a suspect. Up to today, I don't know who burnt me and the reason as to why I was burnt.
Police released the woman who had her cell phone. Because there was no evidence that she was the one who took the acid or who initially stole the phone. Amon says social problems, including high levels of violence, are behind the acid attacks. She says that many people use violence as a way of solving family disputes. The Uganda Acid Survivors Foundation says acid attack survivors need special attention. In fact, it has created a department of social workers who provide psychological and social support. It also encourages peer counseling and exchanges that help the survivors develop coping strategies. The foundation also has a legal rights education program for survivors. The group, along with the NGO called Justice and Rights Associates, is lobbying politicians and the public for legislation to protect survivors and crack down on the attackers. The foundation and its legal partners have also formed a monthly working group to discuss ways of regulating the acid trade in Uganda. For VOA Africa, I'm Macrine Birungi in Kampala.